I'd like to talk to you just for a few minutes this morning on all things are possible. And I'd like to share with you the goodness of God this morning. And I know each one of us know that God has been faithful. He's been faithful to me and he's been faithful to you. And I'm sure you can look at your life and say the same thing. He's been faithful. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And in verse 12, it says, "Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." 13, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And it says, "And you shall seek me," in verse 13, "and find me, and search me with all your heart," not just part of your heart, not just a fourth of your heart, but all of our heart he wants. Could God be saying to you and I today, "Have you wept and walked the floors long enough over your problem?" How many times have we walked the floors at night, perhaps maybe wringing our hands and worrying about a situation? But it's time to start proclaiming and act as if the problem is solved. Too many times we focus on the what ifs or it's not going to happen. In 2025, we need to realize he wants to give us a new plan of action for our lives. We're not a puppet. We realize that. We're not a puppet on a string for the devil to taunt us or just mess around with our minds. We're not a puppet on a string for the devil to use. The devil doesn't want good for our lives. He plans for you. His plans for you is to only destroy and deceive you. In God's word, Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible. All things are possible." It's possible to change your circumstance. It's possible for healing to come to your body. It's possible for your family to be touched and be saved. It's possible for your own personal life to be what God wants for you. Just wondering this morning if anyone is sick and tired of being sick and tired and being sick and tired. Perhaps maybe dealing with the same old thing. Are you ready to take back what the enemy has been stealing from you and your family? I am. Is anybody ready to say, "I will, I can, and I am going to make that change? I'm going to enjoy the good things Jesus has promised me"? A lot of times we go around with frowns on our face, not a smile on our face, but frowns, because maybe we're looking at situations that's impossible in us, in our flesh. But with God, all things are possible. I don't care what you're dealing with this morning. All things are possible. And you might say, "Well, that's easy for you to say." Well, if we believe, we shall receive. And if I turn it over to God and trust him through it all, he'll make a way. The Bible tells me that. I read earlier in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to you an expected end." Verse 13, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." All. It doesn't say some or a little bit or when you're ready. It says all your heart. We need to get out of our rut of do nothing, get out of the way, and let God do something that he is capable of doing. We are capable of a lot of things, but because we sometimes become lazy spiritually, we feel we can't do anything. And that is so true. Doesn't the word tell us I can do all things through Christ? It doesn't say we can't, but it says can do all things through Christ. All things are possible. When we depend on Jesus instead of ourselves, that's when it becomes possible. I'm going to tell you a little story. Several years ago, I was supposed to go to New York and speak at a conference. And I was one day walking around in my kitchen, and I was, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I didn't have the money for a plane ticket. Sister Julie, I have always just depended upon God, and He has supplied. And I was praying, and I thought, I'm not even going to worry about it. You'll supply. It was about a week later. Now, I looked up the plane ticket and everything. I said, okay, Lord, here it is. And a week later, I got some mail from someone that I did not say a word to anyone. Nothing. Zero. I just prayed about it and left it in God's hands. And I got a check in the mail from someone, and it was the amount for my plane ticket. Yep. I shouted, danced, and thank God, all things are possible. We limit God sometimes. And you know what? That conference got canceled, and you said, oh, you had X amount of dollars to go shopping. No. I had another conference to go to down in Florida. I didn't have a plane ticket for that conference either. But you know what? The plane ticket for New York supplied the plane ticket to Florida. Then I had somebody come to me and say, Sister Star, they said, I have felt God put it on my heart to pay your expenses to go. So there it was, another plane ticket for another conference. All things are possible. When we think it's impossible, God said, give it to me. It's possible. Is anybody fed up with your present situation and the way things have been going in your life? There's two words. Change it. Trust in God, place it in His hands, let Him take care of it. God is looking for someone to get out of the box, someone that's ready for Him to do new things in your life. You remember the little Jack in the Box, a toy, maybe they still have it around. You crank it up, and there's a little clown in there or some little figure that was in there. And you start turning that crank, and then all of a sudden, you never know when it's going to happen, but all of a sudden, that little person inside jumps up, arms are waving, and it's free. It was free from the darkness that it was living in. Sometimes that's how we need to be. God's got the crank. We don't know when it's going to happen, but He's got the crank, and He's waiting for us to be free and wave our arms and rejoice. You're looking at your own situation and you say to yourself, there is no way. This is impossible. It can't change. Can I say this again? All things are possible with God. Don't tell that drug addict it's impossible to change, to be set free, because all things are possible. Through the pages of God's Word, I have read and seen where God turned things around for His people. God is always working in our behalf. He can breathe life into dry bones. He can take care of my situation. He can take care of your situation. If He can feed a multitude, He can feed you. If He can turn bitter water into sweet, He can calm your troubled waters. If He can bring the animals into safety, He can save your family. If He provided money out of the fish's mouth, He can provide for you in your time of need. You know, several years ago when we were pastoring, the doctor called and he said, I'm going to call in a prescription for you and pick it up this afternoon. I said, okay. And once again, I thought, oh, okay, where am I going to get the money? And it was only $38, but I had zero. And I thought, well, Lord, if I really need to be on this medication, you'll supply. And I walked down the hall, Sister Julia, in my home. I was going to the bedroom. I walked down the hall, and a voice spoke to me, Sister Star, and said, go to that purse in your front hall closet on the top shelf. And I thought, what? I haven't seen that purse in years. Haven't used it in years. So I turned around, walked back down the hall, went to that closet, grabbed that purse, sat down, opened it. $38 in it. You know how much my prescription was? $38. God shall supply and make all things possible. Through the pages of God's word, I've read and seen where he turns things around. He turns things around for us. You know, perhaps it's time to step out of our old life and into a new life Jesus has for you. This is a new year and a new you. Yes. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So if you're here this morning and you feel like you have been walking in the wilderness and you are so dry and thirsty for more, remember the word says, I will even make a way. New things await us if we keep holding on and keep trusting Jesus. The only one that can keep you from your blessing is you. God only puts us through as much as we can handle. And we've heard that time and time again. And sometimes we even call out, well, how much more can I handle? Been there, done that. But all things are possible. I keep saying that all things are possible because too many times we look at the impossible. We do, even as a Christian, we look at the impossible. Well, how in the world is this going to work out? Well, how in the world is he going to open this door? Or doesn't he see that I have a ministry? Doesn't he see this or that? All things are possible. New things await us if we keep holding on and keep trusting Jesus. The only one that can keep you from your blessing, as I said, is you. God only puts us through what we can handle. So the most who struggle the most have been chosen by God to be the strongest ones. I'm glad I've been chosen by God. How about you? God never explains why certain things in life are able to happen, but he does let us know in his word, that he will always be there for us when we need him to be there. God always makes a way of escape. Always makes a way of escape. I'm going to just share this with you, and I might have shared it before, but it goes along with all things are possible. Several years ago, you know, when we had that inland hurricane and a lot of damage was done here in southern Illinois, I was working and all my coworkers left. They wanted to go home to their families because of the storm and all that stuff. Well, I didn't want to get out and drive home because of the taking place. I saw the hooks out there by the airport. Their sign just went crazy. We had a storage shed out back of that building where I was working. It blew up. Papers were going everywhere. And I was expecting any time over there at that cemetery to see caskets coming up out the grave, tombstones, you know. I mean, it was that bad. I was in a block building, and there was all the windows were sealed shut. And the IT person came back by and said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. He said, what have you been doing? You want to go home? I said, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not getting out in this weather. I was standing back there in the kitchen, and I was praying. And he said, well, I'm going to where my mother works and all this stuff. And I said, go. I'll be fine. And I just stood there praying and stuff. And I could literally feel Brother Jordan, the walls, even though that was a I felt like, they were caving in on me. Couldn't use the phones, call anybody. And I thought, well, Lord, it's just me and you. Lord, if this building blows, I'm gone. I just went rapture before anybody else, I guess. But as I was standing there and I began to pray, I said, Lord, we couldn't even get out the door. I couldn't get out the door because of the pressure. I said, something has to give here. I said, we got to have a door open or a window open or something to get the pressure out of this building. Now, Lord, hear my cry. And about that time, I heard a pop. And I thought, well, I don't know what that is, and I'm not going to look for it. But I felt release in that building. And I came out of that kitchen and walked to my desk and sat down, and still the wind was just blowing like crazy and everything. And I never paid attention to it. Here come that IT person back, and he said, are you okay? I said, I'm fine. He said, I come because I thought this building was going to explode. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, what have you been doing? You can't work. You can't be on the computers. You can't be on the phones. What have you been doing? I said, praying. He said, praying? I said, yeah. I said, I was praying. I said that a door would open, a window or something. He said, a window? He said, these windows haven't been opened in years. They're sealed shut. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I looked over. I said, what about that window? It popped open. That's what that loud pop was. The Lord opened that window. And he looked at me. He said, you must be living right. But all things are possible. And I believe that in the Bible more now as I'm getting older. Because I've seen so much, Sister Julie, that God has answered prayers. When I would see it impossible, he says, it's possible with me. It's possible with me. God always makes a way of escape. The things that you're going through in your present situation are only temporary problems and are nothing more than emotional and spiritual exercise to build our faith. We have faith muscles today. Been working out? When friends or family look at you and perhaps your situation is gloom and doom, they respond and say, that's impossible. That'll never work. That's impossible. It won't get straightened out. This is an old familiar pattern. It's impossible. But when God gets a hold and you let God in control, then it becomes possible. Then people will say, well, you were just lucky. No, that's not luck. That's Jesus. That is Jesus. I had somebody tell me that one time. Oh, wow, you're just so lucky. I said, I'm not lucky. I've got Jesus on my side. You know, my husband one night went to the coal mines and he left. He no more got down the road. He had to drive an hour and a half. He was gone, and I was laying in bed, put the baby, the little girls, to bed, and I was laying there and a voice spoke to me and said, pray. And I just said, okay. So I just laid there and started praying. I thought, what am I supposed to pray about? But I'll pray. The voice spoke again and said, pray. I said, okay, I'm praying. Pray now, just as strong. I said, okay. What is that? Pray now. You better pray now. There's something wrong. And so I laid there, and I started praying. That voice spoke to me again and said, I said, pray now. And the voice called my husband's name. Ooh, I slid out of bed, got on my knees, and I started praying. And I was praying. And then there was a knock on the door. And I thought, well, there's a police telling me he's been involved in a car wreck. And what had happened, he was driving, swerved to miss a skunk, I think, and rode the guardrail all the way down and almost went there. Was that the river? And he walked away. No scratches, no broken bones. The car was totaled, but he was fine. Now, I had people tell me, boy, he was lucky. I said, no. That was Jesus. That was Jesus. He will take the impossible and turn it around and make all things possible in our lives. If we choose to remain faithful to God and His promises, He will put more of His faith in you and I, which will allow for the supernatural to take place in your life. You know, I look at people that's at CR, and I think, you know, I know they have probably family members and friends, you know, saying negative things to them that, you know, they'll not change, they'll not be any different, they'll be the same old, same old. They're looking at the impossibility. But I look at the possibility of what God can do in their lives. He's changed. He can take someone that's depressed, put happiness and joy in their lives. Someone that's battling anxiety, He can give them peace. Those drug addicts and alcoholics can be set free. No desire for the drugs and the drinking anymore. And I just even look at my own situation, what God has done in my life, how He set me free from a lot of junk. And that's what it is, junk. Years ago, junk in my life. And the more junk we allow to build up in our lives, we're not going to feel the power of God. We're not going to feel the power of God. I look at my husband and I think, the impossible. People looked at him and, you know, there's no way. But in my heart, I knew there was a way. When I see an alcoholic come to the altar and repent, and God does something in their lives and their lives are clean and whole and they're walking in newness and talking a different talk and walking a different walk, you know, you want to put a stamp on them. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. All things are possible. So the next time life happens and you look for someone to blame, including God, think twice. Remember that being strong in the Lord means being faithful, even in the most difficult of times. And remember that all things are possible, even in 2025. It can be and will be the year of possibilities. The year of I can't wait. I can't wait. I know we're in March already, and the year's already, days are clicking off, but I cannot wait to see. Now, I'm not saying bad things, negative things, but good things. Things that are possible that only God can do. And as a church and an individual, we can stand back and say, surely this was the hand of God.